Welcome to the Empowering Women Got a Minute podcast, sharing how women find empowerment each and every day. Join our host, Brianna Hinkle, as she chats with guests to see what drives them in their careers, hobbies, and family in just 20 minutes or less. So now take a minute with us and feel empowered. Sponsored by Victory Wealth Services, strategies for financial independence. For more information, call 928-778-1050. Today, we are talking being fearless through courage with Leslie Zahn. Leslie is a sought-after keynote speaker with a unique talent for helping people overcome their limiting beliefs to create positive change in all areas of their lives. Leslie has presented live to over 100,000 people around the world and has helped thousands more through her online courses. For a decade, Leslie was a KPBS public television on-air spokesperson, and her latest book is the Amazon number one bestseller, Outrageous Achievement. She is currently working on her next book, Inspired Retire, How to Live Your Best Life at Any Age. Leslie moved to Prescott in 2022 to be closer to her mom. She loves living in Prescott, Arizona, and when not working, she enjoys skeet shooting, hiking, and the local music scene. Well, hello, Leslie. I would love to take a minute to chat with you today about being fearless. Leslie, the listeners know from your intro bio that you are a keynote speaker with a knack for helping people overcome their limiting beliefs to create positive change in their lives. So what is an example of a limiting belief, and does fear often fuel that?
That's a great question. So an example of limiting beliefs, I would say the more common ones are I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I don't have enough time, or I'm not smart enough, pretty enough, good enough, you fill in the blank enough. I mean, we've got these limiting beliefs, and I definitely believe that they are tied to fears. Right, certainly. How do these happen? First of all, these limiting beliefs, I think it starts when we're young. I think something happened when we were young. Perhaps we said something grand to someone like, I'm going to sell the most Girl Scout cookies, or I'm going to climb that mountain, or I'm going to make the varsity team. And whoever we told it to said something to the effect of, no, you're not. And that tape starts playing in our head. And as we mature into adulthood, for many of us, that tape continues to play. So those limiting beliefs without awareness and a purposeful choice to think about them and make the decision, that's not going to be my limiting belief anymore. For many people, it just goes on their whole lives.
So true. So true. Because I think about those when you're talking about limiting beliefs of like what I tell myself too, you know, and it's hard because you do say, well, if only I had X, Y, Z, time, money, youth.
Time and money are definitely the biggies. I agree. But again, to your point, Brie, those things are external. If only I had X, right? Those things are external, and external situations are always going to change. So I believe that energy, that confidence, the more positive beliefs rather than limiting, the more courageous beliefs rather than limiting, have to come from inside of us and cannot be based on what's happening in the world around us.
I love that. And I love that term, courageous. Because you being a keynote speaker, it sounds like a courageous position, but how did you start in this role? And were you always what you would say courageous?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I get asked that a lot. You know, the title of my book is Outrageous Courage. That's one of my most popular keynotes. And so for most people, public speaking is in their top three fears. I get that all the time. How can you do that? And but it's never been for me. It's my work in the world. I'm in my bliss when I'm on stage. I knew I'm always doing my best to inspire people to be their best. But as far as whether I've always had courage or not, it took my divorce when I was 50. At that time, as I was moving through the grief, I came to this awareness that I had somehow, somewhere along the journey, become very risk averse. And that surprised me. I always figured outgoing was courageous, but it wasn't the case. I was outgoing, but I had become very risk averse. And so I made a decision to rekindle my courage that I had as a young girl. And so to do that, I decided I was going to do the scariest thing I could think of, and that was jump out of an airplane. And so that skydive really changed the trajectory of my future. And just to tell the audience, so the lesson I learned from the skydive was that the realization of potential is on the other side of fear. We only get to feel that energy, that empowerment, that confidence if we're willing to move through our fears. And you don't have to jump out of a plane to get that same experience.
Sponsored by Pilera Health, guiding your way to wellness since 1966. The mission of Pilera Health is to provide accessible, compassionate, holistic healthcare that strengthens our community. For more information, call 928-445-5211. So, speaking about being courageous and taking an actual leap, right back into your life, it sounds like, you know, jumpstarting what would be the next chapter in your life. I know that you're not a native to the Prescott area. So what brought you to the Prescott area, and how do you see yourself taking that courage and connecting with the community?
You know, it's interesting how I got here. I had spent many years before COVID talking about moving from San Diego to the mountains. I had never really identified Prescott as the mountains. And in early 2022, I woke up one morning, I couldn't catch my breath. I went to my primary, she sent me to the hospital. 7 hours later, I'm in septic shock, my body failing. And this weird fluky diagnosis of liver abscesses. They say I'll never happen again. But it took me 3 weeks in the hospital and months to recover. And I'll tell you, Brie, I came out of the hospital, I was not afraid of death. I was afraid of regret. And as I was recovering at home, I was considering my life. These are all the things that are working. These are the areas that I really want to make a shift. And being close to my mom was important. My mom's lived here in Prescott for over 25 years. So of course I've been visiting over the years. So in March, I was in the hospital. In November, I was here in Prescott. And what's fascinating about that for me, the biggest lesson to that for me was that that decision was based from crises rather than desire or curiosity or interest or abundance or lifestyle. It was crisis driven. And now I'm constantly aware of my decisions and making sure that I don't wait for a crisis to make a decision of something I really want, that I make it more based on desires and abundance. Big lesson.
I love that. And I'm so grateful that you are here in this town and you are kind of spreading these messages of courage and taking leaps and not waiting to, you know, make those decisions when it is a crisis, but when it is something that you're like, well, what do I want to do in my life or in my business or in my retirement? And I think you're such an asset to the community for this kind of messaging. And so I think it's really exciting. And so I know, you know, you tell your message in a few different ways. You're a public speaker, but you're also a published author, a bestseller, actually. Can you tell us a little bit more about your published books and how readers can get their hands on them?
Yep, certainly. Keynoting for sure is a big part of my business. In fact, I just spoke at the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, their International Women's Day luncheon, and that was a real thrill. So things like conferences and regional events and whatnot, that has always been a big part of my business. As for my books, the early ones were particularly geared for salespeople. So Outrageous Achievement is my latest book, and that is available on Amazon. It's in paperback and it's an Audible. I went into the studio and did the Audible recording, which was a great experience. I wanted the audience to hear my energy and my passion as I told my stories. And so, it's just been, God, there's so many lessons. We could do a whole hour one day on the lessons learned from writing the book. We won't do it today, but there's so many lessons in getting that philosophy of living your best life out into the world. And that was the whole reason for writing the book.
I love that. And if somebody was wanting to hear you speak, do you have upcoming in the next like 6 months any speaking engagements here locally or in the Arizona that somebody could come and find you at, I guess, and hear this important messaging?
Well, in the short term, I'm facilitating classes at Ollie at Yavapai College. And in fact, it's spring semester when we are recording this, and the class starts in a few weeks. And so if people hear this and they dig Ollie as much as I dig Ollie, they can go into the spring catalog. It's class number 40. It's called Inspired Retired. You don't have to be retired to get the benefits out of the course. It'll be 3 weeks and some of my favorite personal development topics. As far as other speaking gigs, we don't have the date set yet, but I'm going to be going back to the Elks and having another event later in the year. We're working with them to figure out a good date. And actually, I've had outreach from two or three different companies, local companies, Bree, after the PV Chamber event, asking them to speak at their events. So those aren't necessarily open to the
Yes.
public. But, honestly, I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd be speaking here. This is when you know it's meant to be. Like, truly, my history was speaking for salespeople. And the minute I moved here, I was asked to speak to a retired audience. And I am so passionate about this shift in my business because, people are talking to retirees about money, security, health. Nobody or few people are talking to them about strengthening their mindset to live their best life since they're acquiring the money and they're taking care of their health. So it's really been a fascinating journey.
I love that. And we do have a good community here of that kind of retirement age as well as young. So I think that's what's so great is that your messaging can relate to either demographic, right? Somebody that's in business minded and is looking to advance in their career, or somebody that says, well, I've already done all that business stuff. I'm looking to advance in my life and into my retirement. So I think that's so great that I can see why people here would want you to speak to them because that messaging is so important, that you can speak to both demographics or, probably more than that too. Taking just being courageous can be anyone.
Exactly. The charity I've always wanted to create, and I will one day, is to bring personal development into the schools, especially to the young girls before they dummy down, right? And so that's so I've met Courtney from the Launching Pad. I'm going to be speaking to some of her teens this summer at their camp, which I'm very excited about that. So I'm with you. I agree 100% that this message can be tailored to any audience, really, because what's more, okay, first, what's most important is our health, for sure. We have nothing if we lose our health. And yet, equal to that in my book is the mindset. Having the mindset every morning to wake up, be grateful we're alive, look at the positive aspects, see what we can do, continue to be an illuminator, as David Brooks calls it, someone who brings positivity to the people in their lives, and also to be living your best life, which means doing the things that bring you passion. Yeah.
And speaking on passion and taking leaps and kind of taking the control of your own life and sort of jumping into that courageous part of you that's living down there. What best advice can you give women of all ages to kind of take that leap beyond fear and into, being courageous and start to create change in their lives? Like something maybe that they could start today. What's something that you maybe do on a daily basis that really jumpstarts your day?
I know exactly the answer to the question. Personal development. Make a commitment to personal development. So my practice does not have to be like anyone else's practice, but every morning when I get up, the first thing I do is I'm walking into the kitchen. As I'm walking from my bedroom into the kitchen, and I was taught this by a mentor, a woman who taught me this when she was 97. She's 103 now. 97. She starts every day. She says out to the universe, something magical is going to happen today. So as I'm walking in the kitchen, I look at my cat. I think, Chloe, something magical is going to happen today. And then my personal development practice before the phone, before the emails, before the Mac, before anything, is I sit down and I journal. Who knows? It could be a couple of sentences, maybe it's a few pages. So I'm big on journaling. I love Mark Nepo. One of my favorite books is The Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. It's set up to where each day in the calendar has a little segment. So I read a Mark Nepo and think about that. There could be another personal development book. Maybe I meditate for 15 minutes. It just depends on how I feel and what I want to do, but I always do some personal development. It's my space, my mental space before I go into my day. So when people ask me, what's one thing I could do to change my life, whether it's work, health, relationships, creative expression, it's make a commitment to personal development. Jim Rohn said it best. He's a well-known thought leader. He said, work harder on yourself than your job. And Marianne Williamson, who's a wonderful author, she always said, you have to learn a new way to think before you can master a new way to be. And so, learning to be conscious of our thoughts is the game changer.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. And so we are actually coming towards the end of our nice short and sweet podcast. But before we go, I want to dive into some rapid fire questions. So who is your hero?
I have two female heroes, actually. Eleanor Roosevelt has always been a hero. Okay, one of her favorite quotes, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Right? Yeah, so Eleanor Roosevelt. And then another hero of mine is Maya Angelou. And if you haven't read Maya Angelou, I'm going to recommend everyone listening today. If you haven't read Maya, just start with Now I Know Why the Songbird Sings. Just read one of her books. She is glorious, really.
Those are two amazing heroes. They're heroes of myself too, and we promote them a lot in the magazine. So I love that. What is your favorite part of the day?
Early morning. I'm 4:35. Get up, do my thing. When I write, I do better. Like I'm a morning person. And so I think best, I write best. I'd love to be up at my desk when it's dark and then finish my writing when the sun's coming up, or yoga in the dark and I'm done with yoga and the sun's coming up. Definitely early morning. So.
And to end it all with the rapid fire questions, what is your favorite word?
Glorious.
Oh, that is a good word. That is a good word. I would say glorious and magical are
Two good
good
ones.
words I got from this podcast today. So Leslie, if you could tell the listeners how they can learn more about what you do.
Absolutely. They can visit my website, lesliezann.com. That's Zann. The book Outrageous Achievement is available on Amazon, or they can just reach out directly to me, Leslie at lesliezann.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Leslie. It was a joy to have you on today.
A joy. It was glorious,
It
Brie.
was glorious and magical for sure. So, sponsored by Waters Garden Center. for all your gardening needs in the Quad City areas. For more information, visit watersgardencenter.com. Thank you for listening to Empowering Women, Got a Minute? We hope you tune in next week, and you can check out any of our episodes at PrescottWomanMagazine.com. Talk to you later.